You have a gun? Are you a gun guy?
Yeah. Well, people talk about the South. I tried this on stage. It didn't really work. But like everyone says the South is like gun obsessed, but I didn't need one until I lived here. Like as soon as I got here, I was like, fuck that. It's also hilariously easy to get one here. Like I did get one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell Sydney that.
Yeah, she won't let me have a gun.
Oh, yeah. Once you have one, then you get to make the rules.
See what I'm saying? That's what I need.
Yeah.
I need to get a gun. Let me ask you this question. Just when you're at home making the rules in your house, do you hold the gun sideways?
I'm a sideways fan.
Oh, hell yeah.
I listen to Nipsey Hussle and I fucking do that thing.
Yeah.
I think I don't know. I don't even, it's in the nightstand. It's next to my vibrator. They're just there in case there's an emergency where someone,
don't want to grab the wrong one.
Someone breaks in, I tickle their taint and then I kill them.
Well, you know what they say. It's better to be a gun owner in a sex situation than a sex owner in a gun situation.
Good old saying that they, you know, yeah, words to live by.
I'm in a Mexican standoff and I am so hard.
Okay, now we're ready to start the podcast.
That's
you see what I'm saying?
Chit-chat.
That's good chit chat.
Okay.
We chit chatted.
Yes.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are tuning in, Two Jack Bros is gone. We are now. The Chakra Poppers, what is up?
Boo, boo, boo.
First time.
Wait, weren't you going to do this? Weren't you dying to do it?
Oh.
Can't do it.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. Yeah. We'll have the guests make their own sound effects.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's
how I
want to
do it. I like that one. It's a good one.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful name.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, the new name. New name. Same game.
Mm-hmm.
Chakra Poppers.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't shit changed.
Yeah, nothing's changed but the name. Nothing's changed but the name. I am Sydney. This is the world champion, Ansley.
Hello.
And today our guest is none other than the James Moss. What is up?
Crowd goes wild.
It does go wild.
They better.
I'm going to put a crowd sound in that.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah. Oh, I just realized that we can't use our theme song anymore.
Oh.
How sad is that?
You guys are just going to be you making, you're
going to
make your own.
Bow, 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 bow. What's up? So yeah, we're going with a new name. We are the Chakra Poppers now. Thank you for tuning in. The podcast has not changed. It is the same, but now the name makes sense.
Yes.
It's a little more accessible to the brain.
Yes.
And James, do you know what we do on this podcast?
Yeah, I have a vague idea.
Okay.
I was telling her I am intimidated by it.
Oh hell yeah!
But I'm trying to come in with an open mind. I'm ready to get freaky and take my shirt off.
See, it's a good thing we changed the name.
Yeah,
because people weren't in the frame of mind to take their shirt off with Two Jack Bros.
Right.
They were intimidated for different reasons. They're like, oh, I don't think I have the right chest for this.
Yeah.
Chakra Poppers. Let's get nasty. Let's get nasty. Yeah, makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I already feel the energy.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good. So, James, basically the premise of this podcast is to prove that you can have any type of sense of humor, specifically yours, and still possibly reach enlightenment. We don't know. We're not experts in this.
Right.
We're just here to pop your chakras and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then send you off. See what happens.
Just energy chiropractors.
Basically.
Yeah. I like that.
Chakra jockeys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I fuck with it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So everybody gets the same questions. And the first question is a little bit of an icebreaker. And then we get into popping these chakras. Hell yeah. Dude, I want to hear more of that laugh. I love that laugh. Can that be my ringtone? Can you laugh into my phone before you leave?
I would love that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Ace, let's get it.
All right. So, James, what situation or event did you learn the most information from?
Oh, shit. I was hoping you weren't going to ask me a question. Fuck. I forgot. That's a learn the most. I think college, it's just stupid to say that. But college is where I learned the most about, like, what I wanted my life to be, I think. And not in the way that, like most people are like, oh, I'll find the degree I want. But I was, like, very much trying to make my life, like, what other people wanted. Like, the fit the expectation of, like, family members or, like, what you think you're supposed to do. And then after, like, 2.5 years of being just fucking miserable and failing.
Yeah.
But just being like, fuck it. I'm going to act so retarded and just make my life be as fun as I possibly can. And that's been working pretty well. Like, shit's been kind of tight recently.
Nothing nothing beats fun-tardedness. It's the best-tardedness.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
The sure. main one kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Not for me, though. For them. But they're having a great time. They're having a great time.
They're way happier than me.
Yeah. So maybe this sucks. Maybe yeah. maybe the fun tard. Maybe the tards have it down. So what were those other people doing? What were the when you were trying to make your life like other people? What were they doing?
Well, it was like a lot of like family members. Like, all right, you're gonna go to college. You're gonna get this degree, and then you would like Google like what degrees make money so you can have like a car dealership or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. What did Google tell you?
It was computer science was the first degree I did. And it was just, I was like, I like video games and I want to be fucking rich, dude. This will be easy. And then did like a year of that, truly like depressed.
Yeah.
And you're just like, it was like me and then like 60 Indian dudes that were like truly happy and killing it.
Yeah.
And I would just be in class like, what the fuck? Like, you are all different than me. Like, you were built for this. And I am.
Well, he's from Alabama, so. He was like Indian dudes. Yeah, but no, they. I mean, you know, they. That's the craziest part. I don't know too many Indian dudes that are gamers, but I feel like I know a lot of them that are programmers.
Yeah, and like it's not. It seems like they dig it.
Yeah,
they all dig it.
Yeah, it's like a wild phenomenon.
Even if they drive Uber, they're still like on the phone doing like the
they're like C++. Like, yeah, it's pretty
hello sweet. World.
Yeah. So if you had to distill what it was that you learned from that experience in like a sentence or two, or like how would you sum it up? Like, what would you say?
Like only you can know what your life is supposed to look like and everyone else can suck your dick.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Write that in your yearbook.
Yeah, I'll write that down right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, any dick, right?
Yeah. Dude, anyone.
Yeah, just put one in your mouth and get out of my life. Mind your business. Suck a dick. Hell yeah, I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Mind your business. Suck a dick.
Words of wisdom. Are you going to go tell our son as soon as we're done here?
I mean, I'm not trying to lose my son.
They do.
Yeah.
Like on the sneaky, or they do it like in front of you?
No, we have a very strict, they're allowed to curse in our house, but not outside of the house.
It's like drugs.
Yeah, but they can do those outside of the house, but not in our house. don't do drugs inside my house, please. But yeah, no, they're not allowed to curse. Like if we have family over. Yeah. Or company, they're not allowed to curse in front of company.
For sure.
But, you know, as long as it's just us in our house, they can say whatever they want.
That rules.
And they're not allowed to curse at school. But you know, and not to, you know, get off track. So this has always been the rule, right? They've always been allowed to curse. Like, my son has never experienced being able to talk without being able to curse, right?
Wow.
And was it last year or maybe 2 years ago in school, a kid cursed in school, and my son snitched on him.
Oh, dude, no. We cannot. This will not stand.
Yeah.
I'm about to go down there.
Dude, I almost took him back to the school and was like, can he take that snitch back? Yeah. Is there any way I can get that off his record, please? Yeah, it was like, I had to tell him, like, dude, you're allowed to curse at home. You can't take that out of people's mouths.
The closest you could do is when, like, in like elementary school, when a kid cussed, you like raise your hand.
Yeah.
And then they call on you and you're like, can I use the bathroom?
Yeah.
You do the fake out. Classic move. Yeah. Seeing your homie just sweat over it. She's like, please don't tell.
Yeah, that's a pretty sick move. I wish I had that in me.
That was
yeah.
advanced tech.
Yeah. I was more like, if somebody near me would curse, I would burst into sweat. It's like, oh, we're going down. Oh, no. It was good knowing you guys. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like the panicky guy in a heist movie. I'm like the why you bring him guy.
Yeah.
That's me, you know, in school for cursing.
Oh, shit. I should have stayed home.
Yeah. So, James, now we're going to hop into the chakra popping. The first chakra is called the root chakra. It is located.
The root?
The root.
Questlove.
Hell yeah. Philly, baby.
Really?
It's located in the butt. Yeah, you didn't know the Roots were from Philly?
No. You didn't know the Roots are from your ass?
Yeah, Questlove's in there. Yeah, that's not hair. That's his afro sticking out of your ass, dude. We're going to get him out.
Oh, yeah, that's, manscaping Questlove's comb out of my gooch.
Yeah, we're basically trying to serenade him out of your butt. When you're programming friends, we're like blowing that flute to get the snakes to come out of
class was over when the snakes started rising out of a basket.
Yeah, we're gonna butthole charm you. All right, Ace.
Yeah.
Let's open that. Let's pop open that chakra.
All right. So James, how did you learn to overcome fear?
Ooh. God, I didn't think the questions would be good. I don't feel like I have. Like, I think I have fear constantly. I think compared to, like, my friends and the people around me, I have, like, I'm more anxious and I, like, really wear it on my sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But I think there is a part of, like, I do like to be practical about it. Like, okay, like, what's the worst that can happen? And is that worse than everyone calling me gay?
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Like, and you're like, no, it's not. I'm just going to fuck this guy.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, James is afraid to fuck a guy. He's gay. Yeah. So you just convince yourself that there's...
It's like, if I don't do the thing that's, like, scary, like, not only am I not going to, like, accomplish, like, what I'm trying to get out of this funky life,
mm-hmm.
but, like, just the peer pressure, right? Like, it's like, my friends are going to think I'm whack. And also myself is going to think I'm whack.
Mm, the best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good.
If you don't have number one, who do you have?
Yeah, come on. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Can you remember a time in your life, James, when you were the most scared?
Most scared? Fuck. I don't know, dude. On the real, my stepmom was addicted to crack. She was a crackhead, and I do like jokes about this, but mm-hmm. I remember I was like too young to like get it that much, and I remember like the cops like busted into my house, and it was like lights and like cops and the Bad Boys What You Gonna Do was playing.
Yeah.
Fuck. And like that was like as a kid, you're like, I don't understand the details of this, but still, yeah. The gravity is there, and you're like, shit is going down.
Why'd they have to bust in? Like, why?
I think she was wildin', is the technical term. I believe that's what she was charged with, actually.
Yeah, that's a big crime in Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be wildin'.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were, like, fighting in the street, and she was, like, stealing and breaking into shit.
Oh, she's doing it all.
Yeah, we got a crackhead down here wildin'.
She did the Birmingham Grand Slam. Yeah.
That is crazy though. That is because you know when they're busting into a house, they're using the technique of shock and awe.
Yeah.
But they should consider that when there's kids in the house.
Yeah.
So they should have like shock and awe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. They should bring a toy.
Yeah, yeah.
They like bust down the door and hand you a Ninja Turtle.
Do a little dance.
Shock and awe is adorable.
Would it kill you to do a TikTok dance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you're like shock and awe.
Yeah. Or do like SEAL Team 6, like one guy through a window silently and just fucking kill her.
Yeah, that's a pretty wild situation.
Yeah.
And as if you don't mind me asking, Was your mom addicted to drugs? I'm just trying to find out what kind of women your dad likes.
Yeah. No, she was, my mom's like a wild gal, but she didn't do like drugs or anything like that. I don't think.
Okay. So her wildin' record is clean?
Yeah, she was absolved of the wildin' charges. She beat the case.
Hell yeah.
Do you also look for ladies that like to wild?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need me a little wild thing.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Write that down.
Yeah.
So
you want like a partner that's like a little stick of dynamite, right?
I mean
you two are like very badass.
Well, I think we're very subdued from what we were when we were younger.
Yeah, we could cause a scene when we were younger.
Y'all got nasty.
We ruined plenty of parties.
Dude, this is like kind of like Hot Ones, but instead of hot wings, it's like two people that can beat the shit out of me. This is crazy.
It's not what the Shocker Poppers are about. That's two Jack Bros talk.
Sorry. Yeah. That's our past. Namaste. Yeah. We're fucking.
Yeah, we've changed, man. We're out of the clink. We're ready to go straight. But yeah, we'll call that a fear chakra popped.
Yeah.
Popped wide open.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know a lot about you now. You like a wild one?
This is, what's the word? It's like cathartic.
Okay, already.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I guess once you get Questlove out of your asshole, you're like, woo, that was a yeah.
What is that, a cymbal? Get out of there. He plays drums, right?
Yeah, I think so. God, I don't know.
I've never met a black person. What is the nightmare to do something like this and to say a thing like that and then not get a laugh?
It's like,
well, I was molested. And then it just sits in the air. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I thought that would be funny. Never mind.
Yeah, this motherfucker bringing up molested. Doesn't he know that I molest?
The champ is here.
All right, Ace, keep it moving.
All right, we are to the pelvis chakra now. So
are they not going to molest you or not?
This is a segment, James, we like to call My Bad. It's an opportunity for you to apologize to a person, place, or thing that in order to set your karma back to neutral.
Mm.
So we just got done popping James's dark chakras on the Patreon. James, did you have a good time? Are you dancing? Yeah.
This was a blast. I've said it several times, but you guys have a very fun podcast. This is
Thank you so much.
I feel like I'm too stupid for this. Like,
I thought you were perfect for it. Yeah. I thought you were just stupid enough for it.
Just nailed it.
Hell yeah.
So fun, though.
Yes. Yeah. Absolute good time, man. And I'm really, really happy to have you on. It was so much fun. $1 gets you the Patreon, which we call Chakra Poppers After Dark, where we not only pop open the dark chakras of our guest, which would be James for this episode, but we also do some fight commentary and analysis on Amsley's jiu-jitsu matches, whether she wins or loses. We put it up there. We have a good time with that. And I want you guys to check out James's podcast, Digital Bazooka, which he does with Drew Montana, which is a prank show where they just call people up and say the most ridiculous things. And it is so fun to watch. I can't believe how seriously people are taking your calls.
Yeah, dude, they bite hook, line, sinker. I know, we cut out all the bad ones. There's so, not all the bad ones. Watch the show. There's a lot of bad calls that shouldn't make it. The show is very fun. I think you'll enjoy it a lot.
Hell yeah, good time. Now, we're going to get back to this episode, and we're going to find out who or what James has to apologize to.
Okay. So, like, something I regret. Or an apology? Is that the...
An apology.
Yeah. I think that... Okay. Dude, there was one in like 6th grade or 8th grade or something. No, it was something like that. Do you know...
is this going to be a classmate of yours?
This is going to be such a dumb sentence. Do you know the anime Death Note?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Pause 1 second.
Please.
Ansley, what is Death Note?
It's an anime.
Where what happens?
Where so somebody in the mail gets a note that's like, you're gonna die, and they've gotta fight everybody and not die.
That's The Ring. That's hilarious. In 7 days you're gonna bring a sword to school.
See, she tries to get away with acting like she knows shit. And I can feel her not know stuff.
Well, that's a cool one to not know. Yeah, you should be like, okay. I don't know weeb shit.
That's fair. I do know Death Note.
Okay.
But, Jane, do you want to explain real quick what Death Note is?
It was an anime, and I hadn't even watched it at this time, but it's in the show, there's a book, and you write someone's name in it and how they die, and then it happens in real life.
Ah.
And I was trying to impress this goth hoe at my school, and she had, like, a Death Note. It didn't work. It was just a book from Hot Topic. It wasn't functional. I don't think she put the batteries in it.
Yeah, it was a replica.
Yeah.
She had a replica Death Notebook.
But I put someone's name in there that I know, and you have to pick how they die, and I just put terrorist attack. Because I thought that would be funny. And they ended up like finding the book, and I had to go to the principal's office, and my mom, they like called her in for that, and I had to explain what Death Note was and why it's funny for someone to die in it, which was so fucking embarrassing. But she was dying laughing. Like, I was actually killing in that meeting.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But that was a really nasty thing to write about someone that did nothing wrong to me.
Okay.
And that person is still alive. Al Qaeda hasn't gotten their dirty mitts on this person yet, but I'm so sorry.
Yeah?
Genuinely.
All right. I mean, you already did, but you want to look in the camera and issue an apology?
Just wishing anything like that, like wishing a bad thing into the world, is a preposterous thing to do. Mm. And if that person ever dies from like something regular, I'm going to be like, that was kind of me.
Dude, he thinks about you hard on every 9/11.
Yeah.
That's James Moss Day in his mind.
You swung at the king and you missed. That was so uncouth of me, and I apologize, and I hope you're well.
That's a very good nice apology. Yeah. It was very sweet.
From the bottom of my pelvis.
Hell yeah. All right, that is a pelvis chakra pop.
Yes.
Ace. Let's go.
All right. We are to the gut chakra now. So, James, how do you move past disappointment either in yourself or in loved ones?
Those are, that's tough. Disappointment in loved ones, I don't feel like I don't know. I feel disappointment when I was younger. I feel like when you're like figuring out what you want your life to be like, and then you have like people that used to be really close to you that just fucking do nothing.
Yeah.
They're like you used to talk about, oh, we've got dreams to do this, and I'm going to be this, and I'm going to work hard. And then you see them like just smoking weed and watching cartoons all day.
Yeah.
And it's like, dog, you used to be like, I would tell people you're a genius, but like you're the.
Now you're just cool.
Yeah, you are tight. Like, yeah, you are still a good hang, but like, it's, you know, does that make sense? Like, it's sad to see someone fucking just turning to fungus.
Yeah.
That used to inspire you.
But it's tough to watch.
But, you know, everyone's got their own journey, and I think like that's partially on me, like putting my shit on them, like, because like I'm so self-important in what I think of myself. It's like, just because I have this big goal I'm working towards, that means you have to do something. I think it's fine. If that's your noble pursuit, is to lay on the couch and fucking watch Courage the Cowardly Dog, then God bless you. I wish you luck on your journey.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Someone's got to watch it. And it's a good show, frankly.
There are a bunch of unlaid on couches out there.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to lay on those couches and watch that dog.
Someone's got to fill that futon, get eyes on this pup.
Yeah, so how do you deal with disappointment in yourself then?
That one's tougher. I mean, but it's just like, oh, this is going to sound so gay, but it's just like work harder, right? That's like the whole thing. That's so corny. Like, saying it out loud sucks. I'm disappointed in myself right now.
Yeah.
This is why I shouldn't talk about anything serious. I'm supposed to make fart jokes.
Yeah, you're almost like a finance guy. Like, finance bro almost came out of you.
Dude, it's about the grind set. Personally, you got to get your shit up here. You got to work this much harder than everybody else. I think that's kind of true, but like also like fucking like be a little stupid with it.
Oh yeah, how so?
Like fucking lay down in the street. I don't know. See what concrete water tastes like. I don't know.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah, but we it's funny that you say that, because we are very into telling our kids like when it floods to stay out of gutter water.
Like, really?
Like, yeah, we.
Well, you don't want your kids to have fun and have their hearts filled with joy.
Yeah, maybe it was fun in Alabama, James, but up here, bro, gutter water is gross up here.
In the city, it'll be like the street will flood, and yeah. I'll just go out in my flip flops and splish splash. And there's like homeless dudes like boogie boarding by. You can do like a kick flip over one of them. You can walk over them like Frogger.
Yeah, it's pretty sick, dude.
I love a puddle.
I love homeless people as obstacles.
Yeah.
I parkour over homeless people every time I go to the city.
Yeah, dude, I'm doing the city bike in the street right now, and I'm like, I dare you to be in the middle of the sidewalk. I dare you to sleep in my path, in my wake.
Yeah. First of all, James, that is a chakra popped. Mm-hmm. Handle disappointment by getting that grind set right. Also,
I hate that.
You got to stay out of gutter water, James. As a parent, I feel like it's my responsibility to tell you.
You got
to
drink from the faucet sometimes.
I mean, for sure. Drink from the faucet, not the gutter.
Y'all do tap water at home? I'm a big tap guy.
Got to filter it.
Mm-hmm. Y'all Brita?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a couple.
I think you're fucking better than me.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything about it, but yeah.
I like the taste. Brita don't do it for me.
No, you like to feel that.
I don't want my apple or my water to taste like the Apple Store. You know what I mean?
Mm, I get it. You like that Windows water?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I want microbes in my water.
Makes you stronger.
It makes you something. It makes you something. But yeah, chakra popped. Mm-hmm. Ace, keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are to the heart chakra. So James, what have you learned from grief? Grief. Sorry, it didn't come out.
Grief.
Grief. Mm-hmm.
Not grief.
Oh. Damn, that's a heavy one. Mm. Do people come in here and like tell you about people that have perished here?
There could have been some tears.
Yeah, mostly. It's mostly about perishing for this section. But it can be about any type of grief. I mean, we also have some tissues there in case, you know.
That's really thoughtful.
Thank you.
This is a nice thing. You guys do a nice show. This is very nice. I knew this would be fun, but... anyway, dead people. dude, this one's, I have been so lucky that, like, no family members have perished in too long. Like, yeah. I've been waiting for one.
Yeah.
My great grandmother is still alive. And
wow.
I call her frequently. She's, like, so lucid. It's frightening. She's, wow. like, she's sharp. She's funny.
How old is she, if you don't mind me asking?
She just turned 101.
Woo! Oh.
I flew down for her 100th birthday, because mm-hmm. that's a thing.
Family went big before it?
Yeah, family went huge.
Yeah.
And because it's like, you always think it's the last one.
Yeah.
And then this year, they're like, we're doing 101. I was like, I'm not buying a plane ticket for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
For 101 Dalmatians, get out of town.
Dude, that must feel, I wonder how that feels for the old person, because like when you're growing up, you have all these birthdays that are monumental, but then the next one isn't.
Of course.
You know? So it's like your 13th birthday, you just became a teenager. People make a big deal out of that. For some reason, the 16th birthday, the sweet 16 gets a big deal. Mm-hmm. 18, you know, you're an adult, but nobody gives a shit about a 19-year-old.
No.
You know, 17-year-olds can kick rocks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
22-year-olds, go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Go drink it off.
Yeah.
You know? 30-year-olds or 31-year-olds, because 30's big.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I wonder what the letdown is for a 101-year-old.
Yeah, at 100, you can vote 8 times. You can stuff the box. I don't know. Dude, I remember her husband, my great-grandfather, passed when I was in, like, 5th grade, 4th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when he died. They had been together for 65 years. And so they, like, sat us down. And not only was it, like, the death talk, it was like, he's, like, better off now.
Yeah.
It was like that. You know how dumb people are. no, they did that, but also they were like, they've been together for 65 years, and normally when one goes, you lose both of them. That's just, we just want to prepare you for that, like that could happen.
Yeah.
And that was 25 years ago. She's fucking killing. she's like,
finally.
She's gardening. It's fucking weird.
Yeah. She was like, all the hobbies that he was keeping me from.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, because it's like, you know, when you're with somebody for 65 years, it seems like it's a lot of work. Because like men deteriorate so much faster than women.
Oh yeah, they just turn to ghouls.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Dude. And then at one point, her life just becomes taking care of him.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
were you going to say?
The guys seem to get grumpy when they get old.
Oh yeah, he was a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Seems like it was God for the best.
Not that bad. He was just like a... Yeah. Cute. Yeah.
So how do you deal with tremendous loss?
I don't, even if you haven't, like, so I'm fortunate in that way. I've known people, like, friends have died and stuff, and, but I do think about, the beyond frequently, and, like, the after, and just, like, don't know, the idea of like losing like my girlfriend or my mom. That's something I think about like a lot, like too much.
Mm.
I think it's healthy. I read that once a year you should look in the mirror and be like, this is temporary. I'm going to die. Like, we have a finite amount of time. So like, let's enjoy this and figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like a good, if I could think about it once a year, I think that's like the dream.
Yeah.
But I read it's like, that you should think about it every morning. Every morning that you wake up.
Morning's tough.
Yeah.
When night's the bad one. I'll be like almost in bed. I'll be like just like about to start dreaming, and then I'll like sit up and be like, "Oh fuck, I'm gonna be in the ground. That's no good."
It's like, no.
Oh shit.
Am I about to die right now?
Yeah.
Am I about to drift off to death right now? Is that what's happening right now?
They're gonna bury me, and my outfit's gonna suck. Yeah. I'm gonna be corny forever.
I'm gonna put you in Keds. Man, I would like I tried that once, looking in the mirror and mentioning death to me.
Yeah.
And then I was just looking in the mirror like, why would you say that to me? I just started my day.
Yeah, morning's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So you pre-grieve.
I think, pre-grieve is it's a good way to put it. And it's not, I don't know that that's healthy, but it feels impossible to not do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that strange?
No. Because it's like, it doesn't matter whether or not it's healthy. What matters is whether or not you're doing it.
Also, I think it does make me love the people around me more.
Yeah.
Dude, if my girlfriend was never going to die, I would hate her so much. Can you imagine?
This is forever.
Now, would that be the jealousy of knowing that you're going to die and she's not?
I would be pissed. Every night I would be like, please let it be me instead of her. Please, I wanna live forever. It'll be so sweet. She would be cash.
Yeah, that is hell yeah. I would be a little annoyed by that.
I was gonna live forever.
And I wasn't, and I knew I wasn't, and you were.
Yeah.
That would suck.
You thinking about all the boyfriends I was gonna get after you?
I would.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about that right now.
Oh, she's going to get a boyfriend and he's going to have a motorcycle. He's going
to. He might have a gun.
Dude,
too.
You know my biggest fear.
He's a gun.
These are all the things that Ansley won't let me have. She won't let me have a gun. She won't let me have a motorcycle. She keeps me away from leather jackets because she thinks it's a gateway to motorcycles.
Yeah, she's afraid you're going to eat too much pussy.
Mm hmm.
Literally had this conversation today. Literally had this conversation today. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, how do you know us? Yeah, but that we'll call that a heart chakra pop.
Yeah.
Heart chakra popped wide open. Ace, keep it moving.
Right. We are to the throat chakra. So. So, James, what's a favorite lie that you tell or have told? Extra karmic points if it's still in rotation.
A lie you have told or that you still tell?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Lying, you definitely do it more when you're younger. That's what I did. When you're a kid, you lie about everything. Just because it's like, it's like a cheat code to like, just do like having people think you're sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I have, you know how you like remember like an embarrassing thing you did and you just like kind of like cringe over that?
Well, I don't, but I bring comedians into this room to make them remind themselves embarrassing things. So, yeah, go for it.
It's a really cool thing you do.
Yeah. I just want to see what it's like.
Put people in the fucking air cooker.
Yeah.
Dude, this is like a dumb thing. I remember having a substitute teacher in like third grade, and for some reason in my head, I was like, this lady, I want her to like me. Like she's cool. She was like a younger teacher, and I was like, that's cool, and I need her to think that I'm really cool. And like the big thing that I came up with was that I'm a black belt in karate. And so I would try, I like told her I was a black belt in karate, and she was like, oh, that's cool. And I remember other kids were like, oh, he's like, she thinks he's cool. And other kids were like, I'm also a black belt in karate. And I was like, if you blow up my spot, I will air this bitch out.
Oh, it's crazy. Now, when you walked up to her to tell her that, did you walk up to her with your hands behind your back, with your chin up in the air?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm here to tell you.
Yeah, I said it like it was a threat. Just so you know who's in charge. All right, she like I think she knew I was lying, obviously. Because I remember her being like, oh, how long have you done karate for? And I was like, I don't, like 3 weeks. She's like, you don't know how long things take. I started, you know, in October. It's Thanksgiving right now, and I'm a master. I figured it out.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black belt. Black belt status.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta bring that with you.
Can't believe you went to school with a whole classroom of black belts. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. If someone tried to shoot up that third grade class and they just get immediately hit with a windmill of chops, just tiny spin kicks out the wazoo.
Yeah, I like that. That's a fun lie.
Yeah.
Telling your substitute teacher that you're a black belt. Man, were you worried that she was going to tell the real teacher that, and then when the real teacher came back, she was going to make you prove your black belt?
I don't think you think about it that much. It was just like, when you're a kid, you'll lie not even considering that there could be follow-up questions, that they'll fact-check you. Like, facts just don't exist. So you could just say whatever the thing is that you think is super sweet right now, and we'll deal with the consequences later.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a black belt in karate, so...
You might know this about me. I'm a black guy. You know Wesley Snipes? That's me.
Hell yeah. Chakra popped.
Yeah.
That is a throat chakra popped wide open.
Am I doing okay at this?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we're having a good time.
Yes. Yeah. We're popping the chakras.
We're popping chakras?
Yeah.
Are you having a good time?
I am having fun. I said the chiropractor thing earlier. I did a chiropractor recently. Mm-hmm. It was my first time, and it was like this. It was like cathartic, and you feel a release, but also like at any second, I feel like my neck could just snap. Like this facade will just break, and I'll be eviscerated.
Oh, I hope that happens.
I mean that in a nice
we
way.
We need the for the ratings. Yeah. we need the clicks, man. Can you break your neck?
Racist comedian dies? The thumbnail is Sid going...
Oh, no. Yeah, he's like he turned black and died immediately. I had nothing to do with it. It would be funny if he was like, yeah, I'm a black guy, and we shot him.
Yeah.
Trespasser! All right. Definitely a throat chakra popped wide open. Mm-hmm. Ace, keep it moving.
All right. We are to the third eye chakra. So we're out of the physical into the metaphysical. So,
What does metaphysical mean?
Ooh, we weren't expecting follow-up questions.
I'm sorry.
We're kind of like you when it comes to questions.
I'm not trying to poke holes in this. I'm trying to...
Yeah, she'll tell you what metaphysical is, right? Right? Right?
It's a little bit more, conceptual.
So it's like online banking.
Yes.
Yes. these are the Bitcoin questions. Yeah.
These are the Wells Fargo app.
Yes. Yes.
All right, hit him with that crypto.
So, James, what is something you've always thought of as separate, but as you've gotten older, you've realized it's really the same?
What?
Metaphysical.
Did I
got him? Yes, we got him.
I felt cool. I was like, I'm not going to prepare. I won't learn the questions. And now I'm like, well, maybe daddy should have done a little bit of research. Something that you always thought was separate, but you found out is actually the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a question I'm not prepared to answer. Do you want to do lifelines?
Yeah.
What do other people talk about here? This is a fascinating question.
Yeah, so one of the examples that we use when people ask for an example for this question, because it is often the case that somebody asks for an example for this question.
Okay.
But we've had someone say, like friends and family, right? They realize that as they get older, you're better at explaining. Yeah.
Yeah. So like when you're young, you know, you have friends over here and you have family over here, like blood family. But as you get older, you realize that your family can really be whoever your loved ones are, and it doesn't have to be like your immediate family. You know,
homies where the heart is.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good... That's my answer.
Yeah.
The one you said.
Agree.
That's a good point. I do... That reminds me, like, you know, when you were a kid and you had, like, friends, but they were, like, segmented groups of friends?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember I had, like, my school people and, like, the people in my neighborhood, and then, like, I was big in church I went to church twice a week.
Were you a preacher? Were you big in church?
I was kind of a big deal in church. Yeah. In the Last Supper, I'm in the back, like, doing...
He was the guy in the pew, is going, mm-hmm. Amen, sister.
Heckling in church.
Yeah, were you the dude yelling, preach?
No, but I do, like you did, you know, I don't know if this resonates, but I definitely had, like, multiple personalities based on who I was, like, who the groups of friends were.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, like, if you had, like, a birthday party or something, or if those worlds collided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you felt both of those sides of yourself, and it through no fault of anyone else around you. Like, you've built up a castle of lies.
Yeah.
That was, like, the worst feeling, was talking to two friends at the same time from, like, two different groups. I guess I still do that now.
Mm.
Kind of, right?
I don't know you. You have to tell us.
Could you imagine having, like one of your scumbag friends and then, like, your mom in the same room?
Uh-oh. That is my scumbag friend.
Oh, your mom is your scumbag friend?
Yeah. Is she a piece of work?
No, but she was just wiling.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably very similar to your stepmom, except not crack coke.
Yeah, she didn't graduate to my level.
Nah, she was party. She was a party girl.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but I don't know. Jiu-jitsu kind of puts those. So does comedy. Comedy and jiu-jitsu both put those people together, like the scumbags and the good people.
Yeah.
You know. So I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about that. But you tell us how you would feel.
I definitely felt that more as a kid, and that feeling subsides, but I don't think it goes away entirely. I still do feel like I have, like, around certain friends, you behave a certain way, even if it's not like you're trying to represent something that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
But just even for their sake, like, I think you will enjoy this version of me more.
Yeah.
I guess that does sound just as pathetic now that I've said it out loud. I'll be whatever you want me to be.
Yeah.
I want you to like me. I do karate. I'm black.
I had a group of friends. Like, I hit a point where I had a group of friends that were very much like tomboyish and not like, and just wanted to, like, you know, continue playing games. And then
sure.
I had a group of friends that were like, ooh, boys, and, like, into being popular. And, like, when those two groups, like, it was, like, I wasn't in high school yet, but, like, middle school. And it was, like, oh, like, it was bad when they, like, would collide.
You ever accidentally show up for kickball with your crop top on? Like, oh, no.
No, but once
I'm wearing stilettos. I wasn't prepared for this.
Once I went to a sleepover with my tomboy friends, and I tried to secretly take my bra off because I knew they'd make fun of me for wearing a bra.
Wow.
And it was, I got caught.
You got caught taking your bra off in front of your why didn't you go to a different room?
I would think I was in the car and, like, on the way to the sleepover, and I was like, oh, I gotta, I don't know. Panic?
Like, oh,
I don't know.
I'm fucking up. Let me get this off. No, we're cool, guys. No, it's me, guys. It's me. You're gonna take it off a costume.
That's why it's called Victoria's Secret.
Yes.
So if I'm hearing this right, what you're saying is what you used to see as separate was the you that was with the different groups of friends, but now you're realizing that you are the same with all the friends?
Of course. And it's like, it's a part of, like, insecurity, I think, that makes you or makes me act that way.
Mm.
But obviously I'm not two people. I can't be. I'm not Bruce Wayne. Realizing that about yourself, I do think is, like, and then you have to be like, which one is real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, which one's closer to me and which one's the damn, which one's me changing in a phone booth real quick?
Okay. I just got, when you said that, I'm not two people, I'm not Bruce Wayne, my heart sank at the idea that we live in a society where you could identify as a woman, but you couldn't identify as a cooler guy.
That's so true.
That's sad.
So sad.
Yeah.
We should talk about that.
I do identify as Bruce Wayne.
I'm taking the pills.
I'm doing it. I'm Black Bruce Wayne.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You are Bruce Wayne presenting.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
That motherfucker's been in a cave.
Yeah, I do have been in a cave vibe. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that would be like the idea of Bruce Wayne in like a regular cave. And he's like, this shit sucks. No cars, nothing.
Oh, man. Yeah, we were just in a cave recently.
We were.
Really?
Yeah.
In a boat in a cave.
Wow. Where was this?
One of the caverns. Where were we? We were like outside of Penn, up near Penn State, that way.
Mm. Yeah, there's some caves out there. You can go in a boat, and there's like, they're historic. They stole them from the Native Americans.
Stole a cave?
I think. They told us that the Native Americans used to go in there.
Because it was warm, and then the white people were like, get out of the air. We like these caves now, just for fun.
It's the funniest thing to steal. Yeah, I bet Native American songs sounded crazy in there.
Yeah, these are our acoustics now. Yeah, so also, by the way, third eye chakra pops wide open.
Here we go.
Yes. I knew we'd get into stealing stuff from Native Americans with this guy. So, Ace, let's keep it moving.
All right, we're to the crown. I can't talk today. We are to the crown chakra. We made it. All right, so James, this is a two-part question.
Is this the final one?
It is the final one. Okay. Also, why are you ducking down to vape? It looks like you're doing something way more illegal and unjust than you're actually doing.
It's so funny. I'm still on camera doing it. I think it's like I'm just trying not to blow it in your face. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. You know, you can vape with good posture in here.
I have horrible I slouch and I like find myself correcting it all the time. But that's been my burden my whole, I just fucking, people think I'm like a short guy, which sucks.
Yeah, because you're like 6 feet tall, right?
I think I'm 6'1". People, I get constantly, like people are like, oh, I follow you on Instagram. I thought you'd be shorter. I thought you'd be a small boy.
Yeah, when you were walking up to the house, I was like, oh yeah, he is tall. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's your vaping posture.
Yeah, every time I hit this, I lose an inch. Yeah. It sucks. I used to be able to dunk.
Oh, yeah?
No.
No. Dude, I totally would have believed that.
I've been doing it for like 3 weeks. It's so easy.
He is a black guy.
Yeah.
All right, Ace, keep it moving.
All right, so James, two-part question.
Okay.
What is one thing you can't give up and why, and what would giving it up mean?
Can't give up and why, mm-hmm. and what would giving it up mean?
Yes.
Is this like something you like cherish, or something that you struggle with giving up?
However you'd like to answer that question.
I guess more like relevant to me. I'm a big boozer. That's my thing. I don't know if you guys have a vice. Are you Stone Cold Steve Austin sober or
no? Oh, I'll drink every once in a while.
You're both like athletes, so I thought like maybe you were like immune to the devil's vices.
Yeah. Well, she's an athlete, and I kind of just pulled along. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, I've been known to smoke a weed or two.
Gross.
Damn it!
Don't do that.
I thought he was gonna think I was cool for that. Okay. No. No, I don't smoke. I drink. I'm a drinker. What do you drink? That's what I drink. I drink that too.
Yeah.
But so booze.
Yeah, that's my, and I think about it a lot. I'm trying to be, when I was younger, I definitely drank more. I didn't think about it. I didn't think about why I did it or consider the amount or like how it affects me. And like, I haven't stopped, but I am like more conscious of it now. And I'm like coming to terms with like certain parts of it. Like am I an alcoholic thing? Like, will I be able to do this like in a way that is like healthy without like not healthy, it's poison.
Yeah. Can I get trashed in a healthy way?
Yeah. Can I maintain this and still live the life that I want to live, or am I gonna have to be one of the people that like cuts it off completely?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I'm like in the middle of that glorious battle right now. It's difficult because like there are a bunch of alcoholics in my family, and you know, there's like people that like lose control, that they can't like handle it, they can't function.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I can function like pretty great.
Yeah, and compared to them.
But that like is also a problem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when it's obvious, then you know, everyone can like hammer that nail in, but like when you can like Sly Cooper, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. I love it.
Yeah.
That's the thing that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, and also the trap too, is that like when you are functioning poorly as an alcoholic, in the back of your mind, it's like, well, at least I'm drunk.
Yeah, of course.
So you're still functioning great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if I'm going to be upset, I want to be in the best like physical feeling I can possibly be, which happens to be half a bottle of Jack Daniels in.
Okay. You're a JD guy, huh?
I'll drink anything, but liquor is the thing.
Okay.
I don't like beer. I don't like wine. I'm not trying to get fat. I'm trying to get hammered.
Goals.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
He comes from a wilding class of people.
Yes.
So what would giving that up mean? What would not drinking mean for you? What would your life look like if you weren't drinking?
I worry about it a lot because comedy is so important.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I want to do forever. And that the two are married despite some people not wanting that to be the case.
Yeah.
And there are so many successful comedians that have gone through this exact thing that have either like dealt with it and been able to handle it, or just like cut it out completely. And I worry that I won't be like able to be comfortable and be loose, be there for like the hang. I know it sounds so silly, but the hang is so important. Like that's who gets the fruit, is the people that are there.
Yeah.
And if I'm like at the bar, I'm like doing it. You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's difficult, and I'm not at the point where it's like affecting my stand up. I don't drink before I go on stage, which is good. But then as soon as I get off, that's like the best feeling in the world, is doing a set and then like a shot of liquor.
Yeah.
If you're watching this right now, go do a set, be hilarious. That's step one. You have to be really good. This also works if you're not funny, actually. And then get wicked hammered. You'll feel potentially great. It's working for me.
Yeah. You might actually fly. You might literally be flying. Yeah. I used to, back I was never really a big drinker, but way back. Remember when I first started comedy and I would like drink a shot before I got on stage?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might bring that back.
Yeah?
I don't know. I can't handle
it. Some people still do it, like the drink before.
Yeah.
Some like it like loosens you up or whatever. It's not for me.
Yeah.
It makes me, you know, slur my words. All my words are slurs.
Yeah, I can't smoke before doing comedy. Like the whole entire day, I can't smoke. I mean, also I don't because, you know, we don't smoke, James and I. We're cool. We drink, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't. I need to be.
We're trying to get into heaven, dude. We're not doing drugs.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, don't let God see you vape. But yeah, no, that's. So, James, how do you feel, man? That's it.
Oh, my gosh. That's the whole kebab. That was that was really nice. This is much cheaper and hotter than therapy. So.
Well, I'm actually starting therapy tonight, so we'll see.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm doing the first one tonight.
Oh wow, mazel tov. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
I've been considering it, but that's I'm very excited for you. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I can recommend doing therapy to people.
Yeah,
you
know? Be one of those guys.
I don't want to be one of those
guys. How much
guys.
Does that guy suck?
Oh my god.
But if it rules.
If it rules.
Yeah.
You want people to do it, right? Because nobody, it's like the same guy that's trying to get people to like try drugs for the first time. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same. It's like, dude, come on. This will change your life. But, yeah. And we didn't even ask you. Do you have time to stick around for the Patreon?
Yeah, sure. I can do it.
Absolutely.
I would love to.
Yeah. And our Patreon is $1. Gets you all of our exclusive content. Chakra Poppers After Dark.
Yeah. Wow.
The name change. Wow.
Sounds like a sexy place to be.
It does sound like a sexy place to be.
Chakra Poppers After Dark.
Yeah.
Woo!
I think I watched that on HBO once.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, you watch it, like it's all scrambled, but you can still see the tits. Yeah, and this is, on the Patreon, what we do is we basically the same process, except we ask questions to enlighten James's shadow self. So these are dark chakras. We pop open the dark chakras on the podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the Patreon.
Oh, my God. Can I change my mind? I don't want to do it now. I don't want to be bad boy James.
Yeah, it's bad boy time. It's Batman time. No more Bruce Wayne. We also do a tarot card reading on the Patreon. Have
really?
You ever had that?
No. No, I'm very smart. I
don't are you okay with that?
No, of course. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That sounds fun. Can I be like a dickhead about it?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Yes. Yeah.
It is so funny when a girl pops out tarot cards at a party and you're like, well, fucking retard.
Yeah. Or like a Ouija board. It's like, okay.
I love that.
Here, who, okay, who brought the girl everyone's trying to fuck? All right. So, yeah. So we're going to hop on over to the Patreon. $1 gets you all of our exclusive content. Also, check out James's podcast that he does with Drew Montana called Digital Bazooka. Who else is on the podcast?
It's me and Drew. We have a guest most episodes.
Yeah.
We do prank telephone calls. We harass people at work. And it's I promise it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. I'm a big fan. So definitely check that out. And they also have a Patreon too. I think it's $2 for their Patreon. I just signed up for it. Worth it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing it.
We're doing the Lord's work.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
We're just sending death threats over the telephone.
Yeah, so that's it for this. Follow us into the Patreon. We love you guys, and we are out.